enemies of the state. The real enemies of our state are not the terrorists, suicide bombers, anarchists. They are the enemies of our people, enemies of our future, masquerading as leaders, committing acts of treason while in the corridors of power. They are mortgaging our collective gain for paltry sums and momentary satisfaction. They are the real enemies of our states, enemies of our freedom, enemies of our land, enemies of our children, enemies of our future. Because we collaborate with our sworn enemies, cooperate in our own slaughter, sharpen their cutlasses, ready to pluck at our heads. That's what we do when we adore them. Give them chimp stains and titles. Give them the front rows in our churches and mosques. Worship them like mini gods and collect little peanuts they throw at us. With all disrespect, they are our enemies. They hate us with a passion, and we should treat them for who they are: thieves, rogues, traitors, who lied to us, deceived us, and broke the promise they made while taking public office. They must pay for the souls that died on our highways because the money was used to buy a big car for a guy's girlfriend. They must pay for the children we lost because there was no medicine at the health center, even though it was in the budget at an inflated price. They must pay for the life of our brother who died while fighting for his country because someone in Agbada ate the money that day we used to buy bullets and bulletproof vests. They must pay for the life of our father who ended miserably because one ogre at the top ate his pension after serving his country for 35 years. These people remain in power by rigging elections, using our sons and daughters in the army, forcing them to compromise, corrupting them with stolen money. They must pay. The time is now. We will walk hand in hand, Christian and Muslim, Hausa and Yoruba, Igbo and TV, Doma and Jukum, Ibibio and Fulani, Ijo, Kanuri and Urobo. Every tribe and ethnic group, religion or creed, marching together for the freedom of our land, to reclaim what has been stolen, to take back our mandate. The old order must end for a new Nigeria to emerge, a new country where equality, love and respect thrives, where it is merit, not who you know, a country where the son of a nobody can dream and fulfill his destiny without stealing or joining the thieves who call themselves our so-called leaders. A new Nigeria where we will not be judged based on where we come from, but by the works of our hand, our ability, what we can offer, the intellect which we possess, and the talent God has given us. A nation where every man is free, where no man is put in prison unjustly, where everyone can aspire and hope, where our youth will no longer find suicide attractive, but find hope in the collective dream of our country and believe in the vision of our leaders. A nation where we can negotiate the terms of our union, evaluate the journey so far, and together redirect Nigeria to a path of progress, of greatness, and of prosperity. This is the new Nigeria of our dream. Join me, let us create this together. My name is Jerry King Mwaguru. This is LOTY.